Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of The Mark Kay Show starts now.
Let me begin by expressing our sadness at the passing of a wonderful man and a dear friend of mine, Herman Cain. He was a very special person. I got to know him very well.
Herman Cain is live at Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland for the Republican National Convention.
All you, Captain.
And folks, Cleveland is rocking. This is your host, Herman Cain. Thank you for joining us because we know you're going to hear the truth, you're going to hear the facts, and we're going to give you the highlights of what's going on at this most impressive Republican National Convention. And I got to tell you, the energy here, the spirit here, has been awesome after day one. And Mark Kay, my colleague out of Jacksonville, is here, and we are trying to make him work.
And good luck with that.
We gave him some equipment and turned him loose. And we're not really sure what he has been doing for the last 2 hours, Mark. So please justify your paycheck.
Shuck it, ducky.
New Hampshire primary tomorrow, right?
Last yep. Right, 2 hours, Mark. So please justify your paycheck.
Shuck it, ducky.
New Hampshire primary tomorrow, right?
Last 2 hours, Mark. So please justify your paycheck.
Shuck it, ducky.
New Hampshire primary tomorrow, right?
Last 2 hours, Mark. So
new book is called
The Right Problems for every presidential candidate and every member of Congress ought to be working at. And I just happen to have one here to put in the frame.
Hillary, is she going to jail?
I hope so. If the FBI does their job and the Justice Department do their job, she's going to jail.
Shuck it, ducky.
I mean, what could be better than 24 straight hours of Herman Cain?
Probably me being here with you for three.
Right. All right. Go there now.
It's Herman Cain. It's a heavy duty job, folks, but somebody's got to do it.
I want your listeners and fans to be the first to know. Starting Monday, Mark is going to be on the Herman Cain Show at the top of the second hour of the show as a 5-day trial period. If he doesn't screw it up, we might make him a regular. No pressure. But starting Monday, June 20th, Mark Kay will be a regular guest on the Herman Cain Show. And if you hadn't gotten the memo yet, my middle name is Herman. Thank you very much.
Shucky ducky.
As we say in some parts of the South, shuck it, duck it now. We're going to have some fun.
Always having fun with Herman Cain. You can hear, I went back into the archives. I was like, hey, you know, we should find some archive footage of Herman, maybe some audio. It was literally just like 20 straight hours of laughter. Because that's basically, he had so much fun, that guy. 855-765-1045 is our number, 855-765-1045. And it was very nice to hear the President of the United States open his press conference yesterday honoring Herman Cain and his memory when so many people were using his death as an example to politicize COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Most sickeningly was Mika Brzezinski. I got a little offended by a couple people. I went back and I answered them on Twitter, and I noticed about half of their original tweets were deleted. But you know what? Here's the thing. People were writing me all day saying, isn't it awful how the left is using Herman Cain's death to vilify Donald Trump. I've even seen people blame the president for Herman Cain's passing. Blame him for getting COVID-19. Blame him for getting the coronavirus. The Tulsa rally in Oklahoma. That's the reason that Herman Cain is dead. And Donald Trump is the reason. If he hadn't have had that rally, I've heard all this before. And, you know, number one, Herman would not be upset by this, because Herman's entire, for the last 20 years of his life, Herman knew the political game. He's been vilified by the left for decades. You don't get to be as popular a black Republican as Herman Cain was, as far in the Republican presidential race for president as Herman Cain got, without knowing how to take a couple barbs from the left. So it didn't surprise me at all. It'd be just water off a duck's back to Herman as well. And of course, the president doesn't care. It's expected. And by the way, the president of the United States, and this is the thing with the media, because yesterday we started the show talking about Donald Trump's tweet, regarding the election and perhaps delaying the election. Is it in the best interest of the American people to delay the election before we sort out this whole vote by mail thing? And of course, that set everyone was flipping out. They were flipping out. Before we could really get into the meat of that or what was going on with the tech giants on Capitol Hill, before any of that, we had a mayoral press conference about a hurricane that's not going to affect us. But, you know, you take the good with the bad. And now, and then after that, while we were in the middle of that press conference, we got the very disappointing news about Herman Cain. And that kind of took over the whole rest of the show. But there's something that happened this morning that is really important. It's an important event. And it's something that people need to realize is happening, because in the midst of Donald Trump tweeted anti-constitutional, ideas about the election, Donald Trump trying to, cling to power, Donald Trump refuses to leave White House, all these ridiculous headlines that you read, there's something very important that's going on underneath, behind the scenes. And that is Donald Trump is retaining and gaining popularity as a presidential figure. And if you look at the Rasmussen poll for today, the Rasmussen poll is very important. There's a difference between the CNN presidential tracking poll or the Fox News election 2020 poll or the Gallup poll or this poll or that poll, whatever poll, Real Clear Politics poll, conjunction of polls, whatever it is they do. The big difference is that those polls ask people, who are you voting for in November? And the majority of the people they poll are Democrats. So the majority of the answers are Joe Biden. And then the poll results come out very skewed toward Joe Biden. But the Rasmussen poll, and this is why I check it every single day, is not who are you voting for president. It's a presidential approval poll. And you're asking somebody, do you currently approve of the job President Trump is doing? And that's a much more honest question, and you're going to get a much more honest response. And you're going to get a lot of Republicans, because we know Republicans, A, refuse to answer polls about who they're voting for. It's their damn business and not yours. Or they'll lie about it and purposely try to bolster Joe Biden's numbers. Well, Donald Trump, in the Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll of job approval, hit 50% today. 50%. Which means half of the people polled, and we don't know if they're Democrats or Republicans or whatever, admitted they approve of the job Donald Trump is doing. At this point in his presidency, Barack Obama was at 47% and coasted to re-election. Look, the fact of the matter is, when people go to vote, they don't really vote for the person. It's not. This is the problem with Democrats. This is one of the many problems with the Democrat Party. They believe that people go in there and vote for or against a person. They are fundamentally flawed in their thinking of how elections work, because people don't vote for somebody else. Republicans, conservatives don't vote for Donald Trump. They vote for themselves. And they say, which one of these people who is asking for the most important job that we have in American politics, which of these people is going to allow me the freedom to do what I want? Which of these two people is going to allow me the freedom to go out and earn a living for my family? If I want life liberty, and if I want to pursue happiness, which one of these two people is going to help me get all three of those things? Which three of these people understands that I'm concerned about my family's safety, the safety of the United States of America, the economy, that when I make money, I want to keep money. And when I invest money, I want to invest it where I choose to invest it. And if it comes to my family's health or education or housing or anything else, I want to be the one to decide what's best for my family. If you are that person, you get my vote. That's what. And so when Donald Trump goes out and campaigns, and when Donald Trump, you know, holds a fundraiser or even just does a press conference, he's constantly cognizant that people are not voting for him. They're voting for themselves. And what's going to happen is in November is people are going to go into the booth and they're going to look at the thing and they're going to go, okay, my life is pretty good right now. COVID-19 aside, my kids may or may not be in school. We're dealing with it. But at least I know that I've got a good, solid job and my taxes are okay. And the at least I know that if I need the police, I'm going to call them. I don't want anything to change. I think we're going to get through this COVID-19. And when we do, we need somebody strong who can keep the economy going. And we need to make sure that all these crazy ideas like this, you know, just abolishing public safety measures like the police department and breaking down the borders and giving illegal immigrants, free health care, all this stuff that the Democrats are trying to jam down your throat. I don't think that's going to help me or my family or the United States of America. I'm voting for Trump. And that's what people do. The Democrats think that people vote for the person. They think that's why they're so wrapped up in this vice presidential pick. We need people are going to vote for who's the best person. Who do people want? To them, it's a popularity contest, which is it's politics should never be a popularity contest. It should always be about the agenda. And at the end of the day, it is, because if you go to the Rasmussen poll today, you're going to see that 50% of the people in this country, despite COVID-19, despite Black Lives Matter, despite George Floyd, despite defund the police, believe that Donald Trump is doing a bang up job. And in November, they're going to vote to keep him in that job. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045. Stay tuned. More of the Markay Show's on the way next.
Join the conversation. Send Mark an open mic using the WOKV app, and he'll play it on the show. Or not. Either way, send one in. This is the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
They should name the next hurricane Herman, so we can refer to it as the Herman Cain.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. We have Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrage. Watch out, folks. There's a Herman Cain off the shore of Florida. I love that idea.
Chuckin' ducking.
That's so perfect.
Star, rock you like a Herman Cain. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Ted in Ohio. Hi, Ted. How you doing, man? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. What's up?
Hey, good. I just want to congratulate you on your show.
Oh, thank you. This one? The Newsmax show coming up tomorrow.
No, this one.
Oh, this one. All right. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, thanks. We're very happy. We're happy with this show. I'm glad you are, too.
When I turned Republican, I was in Arkansas,
yeah,
voted for Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And I turned Republican on the debate he had with Bush.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do remember that, yeah. I do remember that. And I'll tell you what, it's definitely, and it's one of those things, and we don't fault you. We're glad you're Republican, but we don't fault you for voting Bill Clinton. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you realize there's nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to go but up. Hey, Ted, thanks so much for calling, man, and thanks so much for listening in Ohio. And we need all your help in Ohio, of course, this year as we do every year. So speaking of Bill Clinton, this is really kind of, I mean, I don't want to say it's exciting, because it's never exciting when you realize that somebody who is president of the United States is probably one of the worst people in the world. But look, this is a long time coming. We've known there's a reason Jeffrey Epstein, quote unquote, killed himself in prison. There's a reason why everybody makes jokes about Hillary Clinton. How do you get rid of the coronavirus? Just tell Hillary the coronavirus has dirt on her husband. This is what's been going on, and there's a reason for it. You know, stereotypes, rumors, they start somewhere. And we found out at midnight, that there were a bunch of documents for the Ghislaine, I think is her name, Maxwell, right? Apparently, a bunch of data and records from 2011, a meeting between one of the accusers, Virginia Joffrey, and her lawyers, where she talked about the powerful people in Epstein's orbit. One of the names she mentioned in that piece of data was former President Bill Clinton. And apparently, she said that Bill Clinton was on the island, Jeffrey Epstein's island, on the Lolita Express, flew there with two young girls that she could identify. I never really knew them well. It was just two girls from New York. And she goes on to say, that's correct. He had about four or five different villas on his island, separate from the main house. We all stayed in the villas. And yes, Bill Clinton was apparently there, seen walking arm in arm with two young girls. Now, we've known for a long time that the rumors were, and that the information and that the word on the street was, that Jeffrey Epstein curried favor with high-profile politicians, political figures, financiers, rich people, powerful people from all over the world, and used this island as kind of a sexual orgy fest where they could do basically whatever they wanted with whomever he was able to supply. And that's one of the reasons why he's no longer with us. And that's one of the reasons why the Clintons have been trying to keep everybody as quiet as possible. Oh, by the way, guess whose name wasn't mentioned in these documents? President Donald Trump. 855-765-1045. We have to take a quick break. Abor on this coming up here in just a minute. We got more of your phone calls, too. And we'll get to some fake news Friday today because, well, it's Friday, and that's when we do it. 855-765-1045. Stay tuned to The Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Markay Show.
This is The Markay Show.
Rest in peace, Mr. Shucky Ducky. God earned a great champion today.
855-765-1045. Keep those open mic messages coming. 855-765-1045 is our number. Thanks so much for joining us. This is The Markay Show. I'm Markay. And if you want to leave us an open mic message, it's really easy to do. We have a mobile app. It's the 104.5 WOKV mobile app. It's free to download in the App Store, Google Play, or the other one, Apple iTunes. And it's great, especially this time of year, because if there's a hurricane, boom, we send you all these weather updates and traffic updates and whatnot. And if the hurricane turns out to be a non-issue, we'll send you an update on that as well. If you want to leave us an open mic message, you can do that. If there's any kind of breaking news, like, for example, a lot of people found out about Herman Cain's passing from our mobile app because we got it out as soon as we found out about it, which, again, was during the show. 855-765-1045. All right, we got a bunch of people online that want to comment about a whole bunch of this Bill Clinton thing. Look, Bill Clinton is, we've known for a long time. I mean, this guy is infamous. I mean, he's admitted to having an extramarital sexual affair in the Oval Office. He was brought up on impeachment charges because of it. This is a guy who we've heard, you know, all kinds of rumors about, all kinds of scandal surrounding his presidency, his wife's presidency and her time in office. I mean, let's not forget about all the emails. Let's not forget about Benghazi. Let's not forget about Whitewater. Let's not forget about the Clinton Foundation earning $250 million in donations. Let's not forget about them renting out the Lincoln bedroom. There's so much going on with the Clintons. And one of the most depraved things that we seem to be investigating now is whether Bill Clinton was involved with Jeffrey Epstein and his island, where there may or may not have been some kind of sexual slave ring going on with these girls that are now being investigated and with his madam, and whether or not he was really currying favor with high profile politicians and political leaders in exchange for sex with young girls. Or boys. I don't know what went on there. But it seems like because of these documents, the first name that is now in the legal process with this documentation that's been released at midnight, the first name that we see is Bill Clinton. And that's going to be, I'm going to be honest, that's going to be not the last time you hear of this. Hopefully, especially if Donald Trump continues to be president. Stephen in Virginia. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Oh, doing good. What'd you want to say, Stephen?
So, I guess in regard to the Bill Clinton, I mean, we've seen this over and over and over again. These guys are scandalous. They're crooked. They lied under oath multiple times, and nothing happened.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that here's the other thing, too, about the Clintons. You have to think about this. If we know that Bill Clinton did what he did with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office, which is not only offensive, but is also in some states illegal because he was married. If that happened, and we know it did, if the Whitewater scandals and if all these other scandals happen and if the email, whitewashing happened, which we know the bleach bit whole thing, all that. If we know they sold nights in the Clinton bedroom, and if we know that they worked with China and other countries to earn millions and millions of dollars for their quote-unquote foundation, which I think is what they just call their personal savings account, if all that is true, which we know it is, then what would they be capable of? You know, the biggest problem with this Bill Clinton thing is not that it's shocking, but that it's not shocking. When I woke up this morning and I read the headline, Bill Clinton visited, this is Fox News, Bill Clinton visited Jeffrey Epstein's private island, unsealed court documents suggest. And when you go on to read the story, it says here that Bill Clinton allegedly went to the island with two young girls. And he was staying there at the request or at the invitation of Jeffrey Epstein. And when I read this, I was not shocked. And that's the most shocking thing about this story, because there are people in politics and there are people that have been in politics for decades, most of them associated with the Clintons, and they are capable of pretty much anything. And if you read this headline from, and probably if you're shocked by this, then you haven't been paying attention for the past 20, 30 years. If you're not shocked by this, then you've probably been up on the current events. Because this is not shocking to find out that Bill Clinton is the first name, the first big time name that we see from this whole Jeffrey Epstein mess. Probably it won't be the last time. And I guarantee as we get closer and closer to the election, you're going to see more and more details about powerful Democrats who were in bed, both figuratively and literally, with all this Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And you're going to see more and more the swamp being drained. I'll tell you what, you know when you're really going to start seeing the snakes and the alligators and the slimy things start spinning around and circling and getting pulled down into the vortex of the drain that Donald Trump has opened up? You know when you're going to see most of that happen? October. Mark my words. 855-765-1045. This is Lee in Jackson, Mississippi. How you doing, Lee?
Hey.
Mark. Hey, man. Yeah, how's it going?
Glad to be here on your show.
Lee, I'm glad to have you on the show. Yeah.
We're constantly hearing about the forefathers and our founders. Pelosi's always throwing that up. Why can't we come in and put her in cuffs, Schiff in cuffs, Nadler, Schumer? We've caught them all in lies. It's all videotaped, 320 million witnesses.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. Listen, great point. Here's the deal. Here's the thing about the Democrats versus the Republicans. Republicans go to Washington, D.C. because they want to help Americans. Republicans, they run for office, whether it's Senate, whether it's the House of Representatives, whether it's president. They go to Washington, D.C. because they want to help Americans. The Democrats, they go to Washington, D.C. because they want to hurt Republicans. And all you have to do is go back to 2018. All you have to do is go back to 2018 when you saw Rashida Tlaib run for office, get elected, and the first thing she said about President Trump was, "We are going to impeach this mother father." That was her acceptance speech to her staff at the bar. That's the only reason, the sole reason that she went to Washington, D.C. was to hurt Republicans. That's the sole reason that Democrats want power. They want power so that they can impeach Donald Trump. They've spent the last 2 years of their lives trying to impeach Donald Trump. And when that didn't work, when they went through the entire process, when they sent it to the Senate, when the Senate voted not to remove Donald Trump from office, when he was basically acquitted of the charges in the Senate, and it was announced that he was allowed to be president because there was just no justification to the articles of impeachment that the Democrats brought from the House of Representatives to the Senate. When the jury of all 100 senators deliberated and came back with their decision, Donald Trump was innocent. And the Democrats couldn't take it. They weren't done because, again, the only reason they go to Washington is to hurt Republicans. And so Donald Trump and Bill Barr, they're split. They're definitely trying to bring justice to people who have broken the law, especially people in the highest offices and the most important positions. People like Bill Clinton and like Hillary Clinton and like Barack Obama and like Joe Biden, for example. All of these people. Don't forget the Ukraine phone call. The whole impeachment mess started when Rudy Giuliani said, I'm going to the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and these dealings with Burisma and his son. That's when this whole thing blew open. It's not over yet. It's being planned. But Donald Trump has to do three things. These are the three things Donald Trump is trying to do. Number one, he's got to try to make America great again. And he's doing a really good job. But on top of that, he's also got to fight back all of these attacks from the Democrats repeatedly, whether it's Ukraine, Russia, articles of impeachment, whether it's COVID-19, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's defund the police, whether it's Chaz, all of these Antifa, all of these liberal organizations that are doing everything that they can to just derail him from getting the Trump train to the station. And then the third thing he's got to do on top of all that is make sure that he's draining the swamp, which means the people that are attacking him, he's got to attack back. It's a lot for any one person to handle or one White House to handle. But, you know, so far, he's doing a really bang up job. Probably why Rasmussen has him at 50% approval today. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show is on the way. Stay tuned to 104.5 WOKV.
He's entertaining, informative, and he puts the talk in Jacksonville's news and talk. This is the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Hey, Markay, I have a funny Herman Cain story. I'll tell it real fast. My brother was visiting from out of town. He only brought winter clothes. It was a hot day, so he borrowed one of my husband's T-shirts. He put it on without reading it. And on the back, it said, Herman Cain for president. Well, my brother is a far, far, far lefty. So he didn't even read it. He's walking around. We went to lunch. We went shopping with this on the back, Herman Cain for president. And once he finally realized it, he took off the T-shirt and threw it on the ground and said, hell no. And I ended up calling Herman and telling him over the radio. And he laughed and laughed over the radio.
He should have sent your brother like a box of T-shirts. That's what I would have done. Send him one T-shirt a day for the rest of his life. 855-765-1045 is our number. All right, we have a couple of international calls. The first one is from Ireland. This is David in Ireland. Hi, David. How are you?
How you doing? Hey, thanks for the call. It was even the call, yeah.
Hey. Good. Oh, great, David. Thanks so much for calling. What do you want to say? What do you want to say over there in Ireland? This could be the
Josh. I just see you highlighting support for Trump, and I just think it's a travesty what's happening with the situation over there and the treatment of the president. It's so blatantly obvious. I've been supporting the whole team since Trump was going into office, and since he's been in office, and I've been supporting the guys in Leavenworth.
Listen, between your connection and you have a little bit of an accent, a little difficult to understand you, but from what I got is you think Donald Trump's great and you think it's a travesty what's happening, and we agree with you. So thank you so much for calling, and thanks for watching on the stream too. We really appreciate it. And if you have any extra Jamesons lying around, by all means, we'll give you the address. Zachary is in Afghanistan. Hi, Zachary. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, good. Are you calling from Afghanistan?
I'm an American contractor.
Oh, okay, great. What's going on? What
do you want to say? I watch your show pretty often.
Well, I appreciate that. We really do. And, hopefully you're staying safe over there. What's up? What do you want to say?
So back to the whole Bill Clinton thing. I just want to know what your thoughts as far as, what are they actually going to, what can they actually do with him, if he's found convicted? And do you think he's actually going to be found convicted?
It's a great question. That's it. Will anyone actually ever be convicted? Here's the thing. When you are going to convict somebody or when you're going to bring them up on charges, a lot of times you don't tell them. And that's what people have always blamed. You know, they're always saying, why isn't Hillary in jail? Why is Bill Barr saying probably they won't go after Hillary? You don't tell someone you're going after them because they let their guard down. But there are big fish to fry from this. And Ghislaine Maxwell, she's not the one they really want. They want the information from her. So they're trying to keep her alive. They're trying to grill her. They're trying to figure out what exactly happened. And they're trying to see if they can get her to play Let's Make a Deal. And if she does, then there's going to be a lot of names flying around. And Bill Clinton is probably one of the biggest whales to catch. Now, what's going to happen to Bill Clinton? Will he ever go to jail? Probably not, because it's going to be really tough to prove that he did anything else. But he is married to Hillary Clinton. And when you cross Hillary Clinton, bad things happen to you. So if I were Bill Clinton, I would just say, you know, sleep with one eye open, or maybe don't sleep with your wife for a while. In fact, I think that's probably one of the reasons why he hasn't been. 855-765-1045 is the number. Hey, thanks so much for both of you guys calling from overseas. This is Ray in Jacksonville. Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, doing great, Ray. What'd you want to say, sir?
So I wanted to talk about, you know, the video that got took down the other day with the daughter. What was her name?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. So yeah. I did some research. So she worked with the hydroxychloroquine over in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So I pulled numbers. So in Nigeria, there's been a total of 42,697 total coronavirus cases out of a population of 195 million. There's only been 878 coronavirus deaths.
Yeah.
Do you think that's linked to the mass supply of the malaria drug that's been supplied through Nigeria with malaria being so popular in that country?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing, and you're right about that, and way to go pulling the numbers and doing some research, because that's more than we do here. But you're right about it. I mean, look, when you're in a country like Nigeria, you basically take what you can get. This is what people don't realize, and this is why she's probably one of the most effective voices, because treating malaria, you use hydroxychloroquine, you use the Z-Pak, you use zinc, you use whatever she told you that she used, this cocktail, which works really well. And then when she starts treating COVID, whether it's in Nigeria, you don't have the run of the pharmacy. You've got what, you know, the basic necessities. So if somebody comes in and they have these COVID-19 symptoms, you're going to try to use the same thing. And if you get the same result, guess what? It probably works. So then when she comes here to Houston and she starts seeing COVID patients, she starts giving it to them. High risk patients, older patients, patients with asthma, patients with diabetes and high blood pressure, and they all survive. This hydroxychloroquine thing, I mean, it's a thing. It's a thing. Don't think that it's not. And there is a reason why they're suppressing it. But, you know, if you get the coronavirus, if you get COVID-19, and if you go to get treatment, I would even just ask your doctor, see what they say. And if they tell you, you know what, it's worth a shot, you're probably better off than most people that don't try it. 855-765-1045. They may not say it openly, but when they're treating you, they may slip you some because, you know, they don't want you to go. They want to keep charging you for stuff. 855-765-1045. Got to take a quick break. More of the Marques Show on the way. Stay tuned. Are you ready for your first one?
I was born ready, Mark.
Bro, I love the confidence. All right, well, let's see how well you do. Here we go. Listen carefully. Tell us if this is real news or if this is fake news. After getting heat for suggesting we push back the election over voter fraud concerns, Donald Trump later suggested simply replacing unfair elections with a new system where the oldest eligible male heir inherits the presidency.
That's
what?
Fake news.
That's fake news. You don't think Donald Trump just wants to hand the reins to Don Jr. and call it a day?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fake news.
Yeah, that is fake news. Congratulations. You got one. You got one there, Edwin. All right, Bobby, are you ready for your next headline?
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. A goat was arrested in India for not wearing a mask. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Oh, Lord. Fake news.
You think that's fake news?
I hope so.
That is real news. Yeah, that's a headline we got from the Khalil-Jeet Times. There was a goat that apparently was, it was a bizarre incident. The Kanpur police arrested a goat that was roaming in India's Vikramganj area without wearing a mask. The owner of the goat was cited and fined. When I first read that story, by the way, I was like, why isn't Tom Brady wearing a mask? That's just so weird. That's so weird. All right, Edwin, back to you. Are you ready for your next one? All right, listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. Speaking of masks, President Trump has now vowed to wear 45 masks to show he is the most patriotic American of all time. Speaking of masks, President Donald Trump has now vowed to wear 45 masks to show he is the most patriotic American of all time. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Number 45 is like me. He doesn't like to wear a mask. So that's fake news.
Oh, that fake news.
That is right, Edwin. Nicely done, man. You are definitely able to sniff these out. All right, back to you, Bobby. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. In his latest gaffe, Joe Biden told reporters that he was choosing Aunt Jemima as his running mate. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Please, Lord, let that be fake news.
That is fake news.
You are fake news.
Although with Joe Biden, you never can tell. Congratulations, Bobby. You're on the board. You're on the board. All right, Edwin, here we go. We're running low on time. Let's see. You can put him away with this next one. Are you ready? All right, listen carefully. Here we go. Tell us if this is real news or if this is fake news. Emirates Airlines will pay passengers $2,000 toward their funerals if they catch COVID-19 while traveling.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. I'll say that's real news.
You're going to say that's real news?
Yes, sir.
That is real news. Congratulations. Well,
good job.
I mean, technically it's $1,765, but we'll round it up. Yeah, if you catch COVID-19 and I guess die while traveling on Emirates Airlines, they'll put that much money toward your funeral. Real quick, though, there's one more I want to get to, Bobby. I just want to see. We'll give you a virtual prize, too, if you can get this one right, because this is one of my favorites. Here we go. Here's your last headline, Bobby. Listen carefully. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has suggested that to ease concerns about voter fraud, Americans should vote for president via email.
Fake news.
Fake news. That is the fakest of fake news.
Congratulations.
Good job, everybody. Thank
How
you.
Would they know she'd lose it?
I know, right? She's
good job, Bobby.
35,000 uncounted. 35,000 uncounted votes on her hard drive alone. Hang on 1 second, you two. Great job, everybody. We will be right. We got just a couple more minutes. We'll squeeze in a couple more of your phone calls here in just a minute. It's the Markay Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're on the go and can't listen live on the radio, stream the Markay Show in the WOKV app for your Apple or Android device. This is the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. We're getting a lot of questions from people. Not here in Jacksonville, if you watch Comcast, Newsmax is 1115. What I like to do is, because it's cool and it makes my kids think I'm more important than I am, you just go, if you have one of those X1 remotes and you can hold down the button, you just go, bing, the Markay Show, and it'll pick up on your TV, and then you can just hit record season pass. But if you're not, because we have a lot of people that listen online and stream us from all over the country and the state, if you go to, in fact, Hannah's going to pin it, but if you go to newsmax.tv, you can find locally where your what your number is and you're on your cable provider or your satellite provider, or if you want to watch it, it's on Hulu, it's on Apple TV, it's if you're one of those cord cutters. If you just want to go to newsmax.tv, they stream it live there as well. Tons of ways to watch the Markay Show tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. on Newsmax TV. Also, Herman Cain, just, I mean, then this is one of the saddest things. Just before he went into the hospital, he had a brand new show on Newsmax as well, which premiered one episode. He went into the hospital, and then as we found out yesterday, he didn't make it. But one of the last conversations I had with him was about our shows. I said, you know, that's so, I have one coming up too. We need to do some kind of cross promotion. And unfortunately, we weren't ever able to make that happen. But we do have some more tributes coming up just a great man, great broadcaster, great politician, great American. 855-765-1045. Jason's in Ohio. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you today?
Oh, doing really well, Jason. Thanks so much for asking. What did you want to say, sir?
So earlier we were talking about elections, and I thought of an idea. Maybe it's crazy enough to work. What if, in theory, we take the state of New York?
Jason, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with your phone. Here's the other thing I don't understand. It's like 2020, and we can stream all over the world, and Josh can listen to us in his closet at home, but we can't get a decent cell phone signal.
No, it's so bad.
From Ohio. It's baffling to me how cell phone technology, well, like I can unlock my car and drive it around the corner from my phone, but I can't make a phone call
to
somebody.
No, and it breaks up like every
2 seconds.
I thought
we weren't going to talk about the whole Josh in the closet situation.
Oh, sorry. You're right. His wife might be listening. Anyway, 855-765-1045. This is Francis in Ohio. Again, hi, Francis. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, you have a much clearer signal coming from my
staff. That they're awesome and you do a great job. I love listening to the show.
Oh, Francis, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Staff, you guys are awesome. Francis loves listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I also wanted to ask, you know, yesterday they banned hydroxychloroquine in Ohio.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so weird.
Well, I feel like didn't Mike DeWine unban it in Ohio?
Maybe he did. Last I heard, they banned it.
Yeah, I feel like he got them to revert. The Ohio Pharmacy Board reversed their ban on hydroxychloroquine. Listen, I got my hands on some hydroxychloroquine, and I'll talk a little bit about this next week. And I'm not going to tell you how I got it, but the guy I got it from told me clearly there is some kind of premeditated attack on hydroxychloroquine as a use to clear out COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And no one's really, you know, we're not 100%. We have our thoughts and our ideas. Mostly it's political. I mean, if you're banning, think about this. If you have an Ohio pharmacy board banning a malaria drug that could potentially help people not die, that's political. There's nothing medical about that. That's all political. Because there's very few other drugs are banned for a particular treatment or are banned because they're being used by doctors for one treatment over another. That doesn't often happen, unless, of course, it's an election year and Ohio is a swing state. 855-765-1045. Alan in Jacksonville. How you doing, Alan?
Hey, Mark. Big fan. I'll get right to it. I lived in Little Rock, Arkansas when Bill Clinton was governor.
Yeah.
And I worked right down the street from the Capitol building. And he was called Slick Willie. There was a place called a bar called Slick Willie's there, named after him. And it was well known that he was philandering, doing all kinds of stuff. He had the highway patrol on call basically all the time to pull him out of jams. He got into trouble so many times.
Oh, yeah.
It was well known to Arkansas people that, you know, what he did and how he was, you know, be a five-term governor in Arkansas without playing ball with the good old boys in politics.
You know what, Alan, that's a great point. And there was a book and a subsequent film made out of the book. It was called Primary Colors. It was written by Anonymous. And the movie stars, gosh, I want to say it was John Travolta, but it is all about Bill Clinton's run as Arkansas governor heading into the primaries and securing that Democratic nomination. And it is based on a true story, and from what I hear, pretty true to life. And I think it's also rated R. 855-765-1045. Watch it this weekend if you're looking for something on Netflix. Primary Colors, the real-life story of Bill Clinton. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Join us tomorrow, 3:30, Newsmax TV, for the premiere of The Marques Show. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.